In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 19th of December. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. President-elect Trump, as we know, has big plans for the American economy. Infrastructure spending and tax cuts top the list. Those two items are going to be of specific and very special concern to South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney. Representative Mulvaney has been named to head the Office of Management and Budget, the agency in charge of making the president's budget work. Mulvaney is a serious deficit hawk, very keen on the idea that if the government is going to do something, the government has got to figure out a way to pay for it. That means he is likely to face some big debt-related problems, some of them created by the man who appointed him. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
You know how the president proposes a budget to Congress each year? Well, the OMB director is the person who writes that up. That could be a really hard job for someone like Representative Mulvaney, who doesn't like deficits.
The fundamental issue he's got to confront is we have a rather significant budget deficit. We have an enormous debt.
Howard Gleckman is at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. He says even without any new spending or tax cuts and with some sequestration spending caps still in place, the debt is on track to rise by $5 trillion over 10 years. This is a long-term trend, in part driven by an aging population. The consequences, though, are being felt now.
There's a debt limit which expires in the spring. When that happens, the government is no longer able to borrow money. The current temporary budget expires in April, and they're going to have to decide what to do about that, how to fund the government for the rest of this fiscal year into next fiscal year.
That's a difficult math problem to solve without deficits. Now pile on Trump's campaign promises, tax cuts, infrastructure spending, more defense spending, all projected to add as much as $7 trillion to the debt, according to Gleckman. Jared Bernstein is senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities and former member of President Obama's economic team.
So what you really have here is the collision between this Trump fiscal agenda, a ton of red ink, and a guy who supposedly stands strongly against that sort of thing.
Might be a little bit awkward. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.